This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell, and we have traveled across the street today to the Music Center at Interlochen Center for the Arts to record five students in the guitar studio at Interlochen Arts Academy. We'll start out by hearing them play an arrangement of Happiness Does Not Wait by the Icelandic composer Ulfar Arnalds. We're in the Music Center at Interlochen Center for the Arts. That piece is called Happiness Does Not Wait by Ulfar Arnalds, and it was performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Guitar Ensemble. There are five members with us here today, and we'll have each of them introduce themselves right now.
My name is Samuel Watcham. I'm in 12th grade, and I'm from Austin, Texas.
My name is Wesley Patterson. I'm in 11th grade. I'm from Trustful, Alabama.
Hello, my name is Ali Waddell. I'm in 11th grade, and I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Hello, my name is Bonham Geller. I'm a senior from Charlotte Amalie, U.S. Virgin Islands.
My name is Juan James. I'm a junior, and I'm from Medellin, Colombia.
And we'll ask Juan to stay at the microphone right now. Hi, Juan. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about how it's different playing as a soloist compared to playing with four of your colleagues or more in the guitar ensemble.
Well, when you're playing as a soloist, you can only really rely on yourself. And you gotta know what your technical capabilities, what your time feel is like. You know yourself. So that's the one thing. But when you're playing an ensemble, you have to rely on the other people because each of us have a different part that has a musical context between the piece and has like its sound importance and its balance. So whenever, it doesn't matter what part you're playing, whether you have a melody, a harmony, a contramelody, or maybe a bass line, you have to know where you are in the music, on the context of the music and the piece. So our balance is a really big deal because some people have a different feel of how they're playing or timing or different capabilities to a certain extent. So you just have to know your ensemble. You have to trust your ensemble and just have to work with them. It's all about that teamwork, being trustful with them and knowing that you can rely on them and they can rely on you.
Well, now we're going to hear your ensemble play a really great piece by Andrew York called Lotus Eaters. What's something you really like about this piece?
This piece, it's an amazing group. That bass line with the triplet just makes you want to dance, makes you want to enjoy it, and I feel like it's like a really positive way of just thinking about it when you think about a lotus eater. I think about these Greek mythology poems, just like hedonistic lifestyle, so just like having to enjoy the time, and it's such a joyful piece. Whenever I hear it, I just want to drop whatever I'm doing and dance to it because it's beautiful, it's joyful, it makes you want to move.
Yeah, we definitely would expect a really enjoyable piece if it's about the mythological lotus eaters, for sure. Here's the Interlochen Arts Academy Guitar Ensemble with music of Andrew York. We're in the Music Center at Interlochen Center for the Arts, and we heard the 5-member Interlochen Arts Academy Guitar Ensemble with music of Andrew York called Lotus Eaters. Next up, we're going to talk to Bonham Geller, who's going to play a solo piece of his own composition. Hi, Bonham. Thanks for talking with us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us about this piece that you've written and are going to perform.
Well, I guess I'll start with the name because it's kind of a confusing name.
It's called Baya Ibe Vaidi.
The name itself doesn't exactly mean anything. It's taking two different flowers from two different trees. I was talking to my girlfriend at the time, trying to figure out, you know, what should I name this awesome piece that I have? And she like just throwing out ideas and like, Baya Ibe, Milde, something. And I just heard Baya Ibe and I'm like, oh, I gotta work with something. And I look outside and there's this lignum vitae tree, which comes from my island. It big, beautiful, kind of purple blooms. And I said, let's just combine them. It sounds sick.
So this is a piece that you came up with the name after you wrote it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Tell us about the compositional process. Like, did you sit with your guitar as you wrote it, or did you write it and then play it?
It was definitely with the guitar. It was after I heard this man called Bill Banfield. He came to our school and played, like, songs for guitar, and I said, I got to use that idea. So I really just started with a rhythm and then added some really simple harmony and a catchy melody, and you got the piece.
Well, here it is. It's called Baya Ibe Vaidi, and it's composed and performed by Bonham Geller. The piece is called Baya Ibe Vaidi, and it's composed and performed by Bonham Geller, a student in the guitar ensemble at Interlaken Arts Academy. Bonham and his student colleagues Samuel, Ali, Juan, and Wesley joined us in the Music Center at Interlaken Center for the Arts. They're all students of Dr. Matthew Cochran. You can hear these musicians and their colleagues perform Saturday night at 7:30 in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall at Interlaken Center for the Arts. This edition of Studio A was engineered by Stefan Wiebe. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is produced at Interlaken Public Radio, part of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Our digital content manager is Casey Brown. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Our recording engineer is Stefan Wiebe. Learn more at interlakenpublicradio.org.